My guest at this time is Brian Fisher. He is the Director of Issue Analysis at the American Family Association and the host of American Family Radio's Focal Point Radio. He joins me now to offer his reaction to the United States Army telling soldiers at least one military installation in Mississippi to stay away from the American Family Association. It's basically been identified as a domestic hate group along the lines of the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, the Black Panthers, and the Nation of Islam. And Brian, thanks very much for being with us.
You're sure welcome, Greg. Good to be with you.
Well, these are obviously American tax dollars being used to tell members of our armed forces in uniform to stay away from organizations like yours. How do you react to that?
Well, the sad thing, Greg, is this is not isolated. This is not the only instance where taxpayer dollars have been used in the American military in an anti-Christian way. There's a very disturbing trend right now in the United States military to repress the expression of Christian views. This is just one example. You know, it's outrageous that we would be tagged as a hate group to begin with, because the reason we've been tagged as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center is we simply have a disagreement with them over whether homosexual behavior should be normalized. We believe it should not be. We believe that there are health risks associated with homosexual behavior for the obvious reasons, and we love homosexuals enough to tell them the truth. We don't hate them. We love them. We want them to live healthy, long lives. We want them to enjoy eternal life. And so we love them enough to tell them the truth about homosexuality. So it's completely bogus that there's any hate involved on our part. And so it's just a shame. It's just outrageous that the military would buy into this line. It comes from an organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center. And again, they've classified us as a hate group because we simply disagree with them about the issue of homosexuality. But I think it's important for people to remember that disagreement is not hatred. Disagreement is just disagreement. So it's appalling that they've taken this slanderous accusation and now using it in official military training. And we're in contact right now with the Pentagon through our elected officials to get to the bottom of this and bring this to an end.
Brian, you mentioned the Southern Poverty Law Center. They have not only branded you a hate organization, they've also branded the Family Research Council a hate organization. The Family Research Council is directly linking the shooting at their headquarters in Washington last year to this hate group list that the Southern Poverty Law Center has put out there. Is this the first instance in your knowledge of the military basically working off of this list, or is it a matter of once the military allowed homosexuals to serve openly that this was inevitable?
Well, I think this was inevitable. You know, once you have the president and the military brass legitimizing homosexual behavior, then it was inevitable that those who take a different view of homosexuality were going to be demonized. But, you know, you mentioned the Family Research Council, and the reality is that the shooter in that case, a man by the name of Floyd Corkins, he was whipped into this frenzy of animosity toward the Family Research Council by the Southern Poverty Law Center. He used a map that he got off of their website to find FRC so he could go in there and shoot the place up. So the reality is that the Southern Poverty Law Center is the real hate group here, because they've made a career out of stirring up animosity against pro-family groups and against evangelical groups.
We're talking with Brian Fisher, the American Family Association, host of Focal Point Radio. And Brian, this obviously came from Camp Shelby in Mississippi. One of those who is currently stationed there is a loyal supporter of yours and basically forwarded on this information from what we understand. So do we know if this is isolated to Camp Shelby, or is this something that's going on all over the place?
Well, we've heard about this same kind of classification on other instruction situations. We know, for instance, at Fort Campbell in Kentucky, that FRC and AFA, Family Research Council, and the AFA were identified as domestic hate groups, really as domestic terror groups, in a presentation that was made there. We know that in the Kentucky Police Department, some training that was done for law enforcement in the state of Kentucky, same thing, FRC and AFA falsely identified as domestic hate groups. You know, and the reality is, if the FBI under Eric Holder, who leans very far to the left in his political views, obviously, with the approval of President Obama, and they have adopted the SPLC list, and so they've given it some credibility, which it does not deserve, then you've got a lot of these people in the military doing this training, and they don't have the time to do the research, so they believe if it comes from the FBI, then it's going to have some credibility. If it comes from the Department of Justice, they believe it's going to have some credibility, not realizing how tainted and corrupt our own Department of Justice has become on the score. And, you know, there's one other aspect to this I think ought to be very troubling to people. Here we have the United States military being trained to consider pro-family groups on American soil as the enemy. I mean, that ought to be alarming to all Americans. You know, our military does not exist. It exists to fight Al-Qaeda, not to fight its own citizens. But that's the kind of dynamic that you have here. You know, in talking about this larger trend in the military, there's an airman at Lackland Air Force Base by the name of Sergeant Philip Monk, 19-year service, spotless service record. And he was ordered by his superior officer back in the summer to declare his position on same-sex marriage. And he said, well, I'm a Christian man. I believe that marriage is a union of one man and one woman. He is now facing a court-martial for expressing a biblical view of sexuality, the view that's always been standard in the United States history and all of Western civilization. So things are getting to a pretty alarming place. You know, Todd Starnes told Fox and Friends this morning on Fox News that he's talking to military members all over the place who are not going to reenlist because the dynamic now, the atmosphere in the military has become so toxic to people of Christian faith. You know, and those that are strong in their faith, strong believers in Christ and in Christianity and the values that made America great, they are the heart and soul of the American military. So if we start losing them, that really is going to weaken our military, and that ultimately will be the biggest threat to our national security.
How do you fight back against this? You mentioned you were talking to some of your elected officials, looking for them to affect some change in Washington, but given where the administration stands on this right now, the way the military stands on this right now, what strategy do you envision being able to reverse this policy, at least to the point of allowing people with differing views than established policy to essentially be entitled to those views?
Well, we believe that, you know, the rules for the military are written by Congress, and we have friends both in the Senate and in the House. Senator Roger Wicker represents the state of Mississippi where this particularly egregious violation occurred, and Senator Wicker has already sent a letter over to the Pentagon demanding answers to some questions. What process does the military use to identify hate groups? Why is the military even spending time focusing on groups that are made up of American citizens? How does that fit with the military's objective to defend us against Al-Qaeda and foreign enemies? So we'll see what kind of response Senator Wicker gets. You know, we are considering legal action. We think this is defamatory. It's outrageous. It's libelous. And it's not beyond the possibility that we would resort to some kind of legal action because of the kind of actions that the military is taking with taxpayer dollars. It's really outrageous.
One other issue here that is somewhat ancillary, but from the American Family Association perspective, I'm sure it's not. And that's that as this presentation was being carried out at Camp Shelby, underneath the headline suggesting that the AFA was a domestic hate group, there was a picture of Fred Phelps and the Westboro Gang that goes and protests at the funerals of military service members because they believe it's God's judgment they were killed over America's embrace of homosexuality, which I know you and virtually every Christian organization I can think of on the planet disagrees with their tactics and their ideology. What do you make of this effort to lump you two together?
Well, that was particularly offensive that they would link us with Fred Phelps. He protests at the funerals of soldiers. You're not going to find a stronger supporter of the American military than the American Family Association. We have tens of thousands of members of the military that are a part of our network. We get phone calls from them all the time on our radio programs. They know that we believe in the military. We support the military. We want this military to be the strongest military in the world. And the reality is Fred Phelps takes a view in his group completely different than we do. He believes that God actually hates homosexuals. He has signs out. It doesn't use the word homosexual. You know, uses the F word, the equivalent of the N word, and homosexual. And to create the impression that God hates homosexuals. Well, we know that he doesn't because the Bible says that God loved the whole world so much. He loved everybody in the world. That's why he gave his son to die. So we believe that God loves homosexuals, that he died, that Christ died for homosexual sinners just like he died for heterosexual sinners, that there's the offer of forgiveness and eternal life in the person of Jesus Christ. And that's the message that we want to communicate to those in the homosexual community, you know, a message of redemption, a message of hope, not a message of judgment and hate. So it's particularly offensive to us that we would be linked in any way with Fred Phelps and his bunch at Westboro Baptist Church.
Brian, we'll leave it there, and we'll certainly keep track of your efforts to clear your name, especially when U.S. taxpayer dollars are being used to do it. So thank you very much for your time and helping our listeners understand it much better.
You're sure welcome, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Brian Fisher is Director of Issue Analysis at the American Family Association. He's also host of American Family Radio's Focal Point Radio. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.